Hello, Affordable Metal Roofing. May I help you?
Is Vaughn in by chance?
Ron?
Vaughn?
No, sir. We don't have anyone that works here by that name.
Van Thompson?
Oh, sir, Van Thompson's passed a few years back. He no longer is with us.
I'm sorry to hear that. I might have some old contact information here. I'm trying to follow up on some financing that was done with First Community Bank. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager that's available there?
Yes, sir, but he's busy right now at the moment. But if you'll give me your name and number, I can have him to call you back.
Does he have like a voicemail or an email there? I can leave some details.
He said he has some old information. He was wanting an email or something before he could. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I was just trying to follow up here with some borrowing history you guys had with First Community Bank. We had extended a pre-approved finance offer here about 2 weeks ago. I was just seeing if you guys had received it. You guys were...
What email did y'all send it to?
We sent it direct mail, so you may or may not have even received it yet. This is kind of our first time reaching out there. I just wanted to touch base. You guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250,000.
Okay. So you need to physically mail it. Where'd y'all mail it to? That 4336 Sea Mountain Highway?
Yes, correct. If you guys have an email there, I could shoot it over that way. It's,
Let me shoot it to, let me give you two and shoot it to both of them, okay?
Yeah, what's a good email there?
Shoot it to Chris at AMR.
AMR?
Of the Carolinas, I think that's where they just set up new email. Let me tell you, let me send it to my personal, because they just set them new email addresses up, and I'm not sure of it.
Okay,
it's
no,
the letter
fine.
The letter C.
Okay.
Elvis, ELVIS.
Okay.
95.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll get an email going right now and shoot that over. Was there anything you guys were going to be maybe looking to do here in the fourth quarter that we might help you be able to help you out with?
We may. I mean, we are actually in the facility of, I mean, the middle of moving from one facility to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be thinking about buying some. I am thinking about buying a hydraulic shears. I mean, a hydraulic brake. So, I may be interested in that. Okay.
Yeah. When were you maybe looking to make these moves?
Probably between now and Thanksgiving.
Okay, so fairly soon.
Uh huh.
How's the moving process been going?
Been aggravating.
That sounds about right. You guys just moving to a new facility, or what's
the reason
for the
move? Across town, really. Yeah, just moving across town.
Bigger facility,
bigger,
or just
bigger? Yeah, bigger facility and on the bypass on the major highway.
Oh, nice. How far into it are you guys? Did you just start, or?
No, we're about 2 weeks into it, and I'm basically all that's left over there is cleaning up and moving just a bunch of inventory. I got about all the equipment moved, so.
I see. Did you guys miss out on any business during the moving process, or were you able to keep operations going?
Yeah, we've been able to keep operations going.
Good. And I know you guys have you guys down as a roofing contractor, but then also metal roofing contracting. Is there?
Yep.
What's the difference there on those? If you don't mind me asking, it's just.
Well, we're just a metal roofing contractor. We don't do nothing but metal roofing. So.
Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. And is it mostly commercial work that you guys do, or?
Residential.
Residential. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, I was just trying to touch base there. The contact we have down is Van there. I know she told me that he had passed away. What did you say your name was?
Chris.
Chris, okay. And are you the owner?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll have to make the correction there on the contact.
But actually, it's Christopher, if I'm, you know, be technical about it, so.
Oh, okay. That's fine. What I'll do here is get this email going, and I can shoot that over. Did you know how much that hydraulic brake was going to cost you? Have you done any research on it yet, or?
Only $40,000 to $50,000 is the one I want.
And is that new or used?
That's probably going to be a slightly used one.
Used, okay.
Yeah, the new one's about 80, I believe. So.
God, it always blows my mind that. Difference in cost between used and cheap equipment. It's pretty pretty funny how big of a difference it is. But
yeah, well, I found some for like 30 and 35, but I mean they're like 90 some model.
Oh, okay. So it's quite a few years back.
In the 2000s, yeah.
I see. In the past there, when you did bring on equipment, did you guys finance it or did you just pay cash? How did you guys go about that?
I think y'all financed or when it was Waccamaw Bank before y'all bought Waccamaw out? Community first bought Waccamaw out?
I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. The offer we extended was actually based off the borrowing history you had with First Community Bank.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happened was we borrowed it through Community First is what we done.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, with the equipment here, it actually is a fairly easy process. We're usually able to get you approved in about 24 hours. Once you are approved, the offer's good for 90 days. So it's kind of some good shopping power to have there for when you actually go to buy the piece of equipment. You kind of know what you'll be working with. As far as, like, purchasing that, is this, like, a vendor that you go through, or is this something online? How do you go about that?
I buy it from a company in Florida.
A company in Florida? And have you gone through them before?
Oh, yeah. I've bought numerous piece of equipment from them.
Okay. So you guys got a good relationship over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the big part here with the equipment programs that we have, it is pretty heavily based on credit. Do you know what your personal credit situation is? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Hello?